I'm Rose Scott.
And I'm Dennis O'Hare. Last week, interim DeKalb County CEO Lee May was with us to talk about the ongoing corruption investigation there and the vote to approve county money for a new pro soccer complex. He also criticized Commissioner Nancy Jester specifically for her handling of those issues and for her communications with him. Well, Commissioner Jester joins us now. Welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Okay, let's start with the corruption investigation. And the interim CEO set a deadline for a week from today for the investigators, Mike Bowers and Richard Hyde, to submit their report. And there's currently no funding for it to continue beyond then. But when he was here last week, he insisted that all of that doesn't necessarily mean that investigation is suddenly going to end next week. And here's how he put it.
I know people are reading into everything. They're saying, I'm cutting it off and I'm firing them. They're not being fired. They're not being cut off. The executive order said for after 120 days, we will get a detailed report. I'm sticking to what I said over 4 months ago.
So it could continue? Is that what you're saying?
There's possibilities there. I'm not saying that it will continue. I'm saying that this will just be the beginning of us continuing to implement some things to protect our county.
So hearing that, doesn't that give you at least some confidence that if the investigator's report shows evidence of serious ongoing problems, Mr. May will push for the money for it to continue?
Well, I think his statements here with you were certainly an effort to walk back a previous tone that he had cast out there with he was sort of strident before, and now he is saying, whoa, let me back off. Well, let's see what's in the report. And let me correct one thing, because Mr. Bowers and Mr. Hyde have made perfectly clear the deadline, as they understand it, is not August 26th, but it's
October
6th.
Yeah.
So I'm going with that, and I look forward to their report very much.
Commissioner Jester, you said you thought Commissioner May was nervous about the probe, and in your words saying maybe it was too close to something, something that he's uncomfortable with. Those are your exact words. Now, without any evidence, but yet the investigators are even looking at interim CEO May, why would you say that? Why make that charge that maybe he's nervous or uncomfortable about something? Because one could argue that sort of a deliberate charge that he's doing something corrupt.
Well, again, I await all the information, but we certainly know it's already come out, the irregularities with fixing the plumbing at his house and a $4,000 check that remains sort of a mystery unsolved that he says he did not receive, but was made payable to him by a contractor that did work for the county and then later got a contract. I don't know if any of that's going to be discussed in the probe, the investigative report, or if that was simply something that is now under consideration by law enforcement. And I don't know where that stands, but that is not in question. That's a fact. That's been documented and reported on. So I don't know. Is that something that he's uncomfortable with? Is there something else? Are there people in the administration that he's uncomfortable with what's going to happen? I don't know. I leave that to him, but it makes suggestions.
How would you describe your relationship with Lee May?
I respect the interim CEO very much. I think there have been times when I believe he's earnest and trying to do what's best for DeKalb County. I disagree often with his interpretation with what is best for DeKalb County. I think he is a very pleasant man. He's a good family man. He's got three great kiddos, so we're very similar like that. I think we have very different views about how to properly run DeKalb County government and what the function of government is.
But if it's just a difference in philosophy and governmental process, if you will, then why even hint that, oh, they might be too close to something, so he's nervous, when we haven't even seen the report yet? Why not wait for that?
Well, we do know about that check and that plan. I mean, that's a fact. That's documented.
That's not been fully reconciled
publicly. I don't know the end result of that. So
he has said he never received that money, and whoever wrote that check had nothing to do with him. Now, again, maybe the report will sort some of that out, which again brings up the question, why not wait for the report?
Well, I am waiting for the report, but I think there's when a former attorney general and the chief investigator for the Judicial Qualifications Commission of the state of Georgia, two men with sterling reputations, come out and they write that letter, I think they're serious men, and you have to take it incredibly seriously, and I do. I thought the tone of the county's CEO after that letter was released was not serious enough, did not take those allegations written by these two men very seriously, and they are serious men indeed.
Well, let me ask you this. What were your thoughts about the tone of the letter from Mike Bowers? Because that was pretty charged, too. I mean, and he said from top to bottom, which would include, maybe some would say, that all of the commissioners, as well as the Lee May. So what was your reaction to the tone of that letter?
Well, I thought that letter needed to be taken seriously. I thought it was a serious tone. And again, these men have credibility. They there are people in jail right now in the Atlanta cheating scandal because of the work they did. They're serious people. I don't think they're prone to hyperbole, so I don't take them as being over the top in that letter. I take that they are going to back up everything they wrote in that letter because they have done that before when they have investigated things. They've done a great job, and I look forward to seeing that on October 6th.
Let me ask you this, Commissioner Jester. Can you understand that with all this back and forth in the media with you and CEO May, that some would say maybe you're less interested in solving the problem than in, you know, as opposed to maybe gaining political advantage? I mean, we talked to Lee May about this. I don't know if you heard that, but I want to replay what he had to say.
She throws out accusation after accusation about how horrible DeKalb has been from day one since she's gotten on the board. It's hard for me to listen to anything that she says. She talks to me through Twitter. I've set up weekly meetings with Commissioner Jester. And after the fourth one where she just didn't show up, it's still on my calendar. I just don't do it. So for her to say something like that, she's never asked me any details about the report. She's never asked me my thoughts about it. She uses it for political rhetoric.
Number one, is it true that you only sort of communicate with him through Twitter?
No, that's absolutely false. He and I spoke on the phone before he announced the deal. He knows my phone number. We've had meetings. It's just inaccurate to say we haven't had meetings. And it's a distraction. It's a distraction from talking about the merits of the deal and the merits of the competence in DeKalb County government. I think DeKalb has a confidence problem. People don't have confidence in this government to do the right thing the right ways. We have a credibility gap here. We have a competence issue. We saw that with the water. And we have a corruption problem. Mm-hmm. These are facts. They're not just perceptions, and we need to deal with the realities of them. And I have not seen steps taken in DeKalb County government to address these issues. I supported Mr. May when he brought the investigators on. I thought that was a great idea, and I'm glad to hear that he wants to read the report and perhaps continue forward. I think that's good. I hope he's going in that direction now. But I am interested in creating the necessary and sufficient conditions where the government of DeKalb County gets its act together. And if I have to do that by speaking out about these issues, so be it, because that is indeed what the citizens want me to do.
On that point, though, because your criticisms have been so high profile and some would say so strongly worded, and then he comes back at you, no matter which of you is right here, doesn't this back and forth simply reinforce the perception that DeKalb County government is dysfunctional, incapable of doing the job that voters expect, including you and Mr. May, because people might say, well, they're just going back and forth at each other instead of doing the job.
Well, my job is certainly to let him know what I think as a commissioner. His job is an administrative role. He is executing the government of DeKalb County. I am a commissioner, so I have to let my views be known. And I want him to know them in no uncertain terms. I'm a big fan of clarity. I like to offer clarity to him about my views, my fellow commissioners, and the public. And the public needs to hear that voice. For too long, it's been missing. And that's the pressure they feel. They feel the pressure that is now not abating because they have somebody who is going to express a critique of things they're doing that are not in the public's best interest. Spending money on billionaires to put practice fields is not a good use of taxpayer dollars.
We will get to that in just a second, but speaking of spending money, let's finish up on the investigation, the Bowers investigation. That's already costing more than $500,000. Mm-hmm. It'll probably cost more just to pay the current bills. It'll cost more if it goes forward. And Mr. May said the money for the current, what's been done so far, is set aside in a contingency fund, even though it was pulled out of the line item by the commissioners, and it will be paid. So will that take another vote of the commission?
I think if we continue to go forward, it needs to, and I would certainly support that. I've tried to get the commissioners to sign a resolution expressing their support for the investigation, but was unable to garner 4 votes, which is sad to me. And I think that this price for this investigation is small in comparison to the harm that has been done to the taxpayers over the years.
So you're saying that for all of the size of this bill, it is worth it. Someone, a taxpayer might say, look, I'm all for looking into things, but this is more than $500,000 with the potential to be more. At what point does it become, again, a political expense rather than one that actually benefits the county?
Well, that's remains to be seen, but I think, again, it is a necessary expenditure to get to the bottom of it so that we can reestablish credibility for DeKalb County with its citizens to ensure them that we are going to root out corruption, waste, fraud, and abuse, and we are going to hold folks accountable for harming the taxpayers of DeKalb County. We don't know the extent to which the citizens have been harmed. We need answers there, and this is a small price to pay in comparison.
We're speaking with DeKalb County Commissioner Nancy Jester. Now, just even based on the summary that Mike Bowers provided, obviously, you think that's enough to maybe even go further, and that would cost more money. Can you really, are you really comfortable when telling taxpayers, okay, we need to spend more money, or is there enough there that there's enough to go on that maybe you can start making some moves within the county government just based on the summary or whatever this final report is going to be from Mike Bowers? You really want to take it further?
Well, certainly I think that we can make some movements based on when we get the October 6th report. When we have that, we'll have names, details, dates, who, what, when, where, how, why. And so that's what we can, that's, we can be operational on that. But in it he alleged that there was a major bribery scheme.
Yeah, and you believe that? Are you convinced that that's possible or that it's happening?
A former attorney general and the current chief investigator for the Judicial Qualifications Commission have written that in a letter to me, to the commission, to the public, to CEO May. I take that seriously. We've got to get to the bottom of that. And we have never addressed fully all of the allegations and people of interest in the grand jury report. So we've got to show the people of DeKalb County that we are taking these matters seriously, and we've got to move down that path. We have got to show that people are going to be held to account for these wrongdoings.
Let's pick up on the soccer deal to which you referred a moment ago. And in our talk with him last week, the interim CEO said the deal with Atlanta United FC is not just about a soccer complex or about a billionaire like Arthur Blank, as much as it is about economic development in that corridor over there by Memorial Drive. And you have put out a list of things you think the county could better spend $12 million on. But is it an either or? I mean, just taking this by itself isn't economic development in an area that has struggled for years a valid use of county money if it's a good investment.
If it was economic development, that might be one thing, but they failed
to... But he insists that's exactly what this is.
Well, bless his heart, it's just not, because they have done no analysis. He has no basis to make that claim. I asked specifically, where's your return on investment? There is no return on investment analysis done. It's hope. It's the field of dreams. If you build it, they will come. Well, who, what, when, where, how, why? And show me the number. Show me where this has happened. Give me evidence. Not one shred of evidence or analysis was done. And I think that Mr. Blank got a great deal, but he got a great deal because of the inexperience and naivete of those he was negotiating with. And we are writing a check, and it's not going to be $12 million because there's environmental issues on that land. Mm-hmm. We have to irrigate and sod the land for Mr. Blank. It's going to be $20 million, if it's a dime.
But isn't that true of any economic development project? Number one, the lack of projection. I mean, you can have projections, but as we've seen with other projects, sometimes they don't pan out that way.
That's very true, but it doesn't relieve you of the responsibility and obligation to actually try and do a projection. But you see, there's no revenue stream here. If you're building a stadium where you're going to have ticket sales, there's no revenue stream. This is a practice field. There's no revenue stream. And they didn't do an analysis for, say, tangential things that they would hope could come. I mean, nothing, zero, zip, nada, no evidence, nothing on which to base that claim. It's, I guess it's economic development by, you know, shiny new object. And that is not economic development, and we know that.
Lee May sat in the same seat that you're sitting in now, and I asked him about the first time he was approached about the deal and if he was the only elected official in DeKalb County. He said, yes, he was. number one, does that concern you? Because do you think maybe you should have then said, well, let me take this to the commission and we all can talk about it first or whatever, put it on the agenda for a meeting? So number one, were you concerned about that meeting just with Lee May and Arthur Blank's people?
Well, certainly I think that he should have done more to include the commission in this matter. He certainly didn't include myself, and I found out about it when we got the week before the vote, when we got the information. So, yeah, I think that was a misstep and probably a misstep in the discussion with Mr. Blank, because I think he should have said, you know, Mr. Blank, I think it's going to be important for you to sit down and meet with folks and hear them out and let's talk about this deal. I think Mr. Blank is concerned. He's reached out to the three of us that did not vote to support the deal and asked to meet with us, and we'll be meeting with him later this week.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Lee May did apologize for taking the commission vote without public comment, and we all know about what happened with that. But he also said opponents bypassed the usual process for setting up a public comment time by waiting until the last minute. So they could have just had their side represented. Now, he also said he thought it was going to be an ambush, in a sense. So instead of setting up in advance, here's what he said.
This was a political ambush on that day. When items are introduced to the agenda, the determination on whether it's a public hearing or not is made then.
Sure.
The week before. And everyone knows that. No one talked about that being a public hearing. And part of it is because this is so unique. The county really in the past couple of decades haven't entered into a deal of this nature. So there was
all
no
the more reason some would say to make sure you get public comment.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And hindsight is 20/20. And that's why I've apologized, you know, for this. But public hearing was never discussed.
Your response?
So a couple things are unusual. First of all, a motion was made by Mr. Rader, Commissioner Rader, to allow public comment, and it was denied. So they four votes, same that voted for it, voted to deny public comment. That was a bad move. They're trying to walk back. The CEO is apologizing for that. Also, we had it at a meeting where we normally don't hold votes at all. We normally meet as a committee of the whole. We're in receipt of information at those mm-hmm. meetings, and then the following week we have board meetings where we vote. This flip-flopped that. So we actually voted on a day where we normally would just be getting presentations by various department heads and so on. So that was unusual and unfair to the public to begin with. And they had an opportunity. They are on the record as voting to not allow public comment. It was requested and denied at that meeting. And that goes along with the, and the only political ambush here was the ambush of the citizens to, hey, here, vote on this right now. You looked at it for a week and we didn't even allow you political commentary. And I say, if you're going to be elected, you got to sit in that hot seat. You got to take the heat. That's on you. You have to be responsible for hearing from your opponents and your supporters alike. I hear a lot of interesting comments at public comment. Everybody doesn't have pleasant things to say all
that,
the time.
That is true.
And you have got to sit and hear it. I hear it
you
all the time.
You were on the county school board, so you know.
I absolutely know. And people aren't afraid to give me a piece of their mind.
You also said, look, and you hinted at this again here, that he didn't approach you early enough in the process. In our conversation with him, we asked him about that, and he said, look, as the process goes on, first it was just the interim CEO and representatives of Atlanta United just sounding out whether there'd even be any interest. And that's, he said, perfectly appropriate when you're talking about something that might not happen and there's sensitive information. Then he went to the district's commissioners who were most affected to see if there was, maybe to take a nose count, to see if there was even any point in going forward with something more formal. At that point, he said, of course he brought you into it after he talked to those commissioners. So
no,
that's
not accurate. I was only brought in when the deal was made and we were presented, this is the deal, up or down. It's absolutely not the case that I had received any shred of any discussion or anything before that time.
Okay, here's what he had to say about that.
Monday morning quarterbacking is always easy for people to do that are not
sure
dealing with this. So, you know, and I know Nancy won't say, well, I didn't know anything, but as soon as I was given the word that we were on the short list, that day I called every commissioner, including Nancy, on that, okay?
So that was the week. That was the week before the deal. That was the day it became public. He called me like the day before that, and then Monday, then it became public on Tuesday, and then we voted on the next Tuesday. So with a week and a day or so.
So could it be argued there's a legitimate difference of opinion between the two of you about sensitive information and when you bring people in and so forth, and that he brought you in at the appropriate time.
Well, he certainly, it appears that other commissioners were brought in at different times, and I think that you need to be consistent across all commissioners. And it isn't the case that only certain commission districts are paying for this. And so I'm sure that the...
We asked him about that, too.
Absolutely. So the citizens of District 1 are as invested as anyone else in this, and their commissioner deserved to not be disenfranchised from the information. And so, and having a week before, you know, just getting the information a week in advance when it was made public, and that's simply not acceptable.
But you felt you had enough information to vote no, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I want to go back to something you addressed. You said this is not going to cost $12 million. That
correct.
And with everything else, it's going to cost $20 million
plus. Probably.
You have the data on that, and have you all set this to Lee May about, hey, look, we're telling taxpayers $12 million, but hey, it's really going to be $20 million.
I've got concerns, and I've expressed my concerns. We have, I think, $3 to $5 million was partitioned in the budget for this particular land. I've got a couple of issues with the amount of money. I think there's a structural legal funding issue here as well as an amount issue, and I'll tell you those two issues. So the $3 to $5 million, I just think won't handle it, because you've got landfill issues there. I think you've got buried tank issues. You've got to relocate roads and drainage facilities, okay? And remember that I said roads and drainage, because we'll get back to that when we talk about funding. Then you've got to put in the minutia of the details. Said we have to put in new entryways, and we have to sod and irrigate the field. That is not going to be $3 to $5 million. Every environmental expert that I talked to said, well, when you start talking about having to study environmental issues and do environmental mitigation, that really costs a lot of money. So you're going to need to be prepared for more. The funding issue is also a problem. This is going to be funded by the general fund. The general fund's millage rate was increased by over 2 mils mm-hmm. in this particular budget. And that's in addition to the fact that people's assessments are up this year. So I specifically asked about why it was going to be taken from the general fund when we basically have two funds, I think. We've got a Parks and Rec issue because we're building a Parks and Rec facility, and indeed the Parks and Rec department is going to be located there, number one, and roads and drainage needs to be moved. Those are two separate segregated funds.
So when you all meet with Arthur Blank, I'm assuming you're going to bring all this up, and maybe there needs to be another sort of renegotiation in terms of what you all are going to pay, or maybe what he needs to help pay for. I mean, are you going to address all that?
Well, that's certainly my position, yes. I think that we need a better deal for the taxpayer, for sure, from a financial perspective. We need less dollars on the table from the taxpayer. There's too much at risk and little to no return.
We've got just a minute left here. You are relatively new on the commission. You served on the DeKalb School Board, as Rose mentioned,
yes,
although you resigned over that board's conduct before it was replaced by Governor Deal. Then you ran for state school superintendent. Then you ran for DeKalb County Commission. After such a short time on the commission, what would you say to somebody who says, look, you're sort of coming in with guns blazing and maybe positioning yourself for another run for some other office?
Well, I am focused right now like a laser on District 1, and I have every intention to seek re-election for that district next year. And I'm going to offer value to the citizens of District 1 in DeKalb County and do my level best to restore credibility and competence to that government.
DeKalb County Commissioner Nancy Jester from District 1.
Yep.
Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for coming in.
We really appreciate you coming in
and
answering the questions.
Sure, my pleasure. Anytime.